listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com. Be a part of the program by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. Audio files are available online, so you can listen to the show wherever you go. On the bus, in the shower, out back with the pool boy. Wait, what? Let's start the show. All aboard the English Express.
Welcome to the English Express Radio Podcast with your host, Cliff and Brandon.
Hello, everybody.
Join us online at theenglishexpress.com. And as always, you can send us emails with your questions, comments, hate mail, info@theenglishexpress.com.
One of those things has more than the other.
We haven't had a hate mail in a while. Send your hate mail in.
Where are you, Kevin? We miss you.
And why are you still listening? How many people live in the world?
A lot. More than two.
Okay, I'm going to give a ding on more than two.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. There goes your wagon. No, but seriously, if you're going to guess, how many people live on Earth today?
7.1 billion.
Pretty damn close. It's 7.4. I had always heard 6 billion, but that's when I was a kid. So from the time I was a kid to now, there's 7.4 billion people.
Yeah, in the, I think they said it was the 1950s, there was like 3.4 billion.
Well, 30 years from now, we're going to have 9.1 billion. That's the world population prediction for 40 years from now. That's insane.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's like, where are we going to keep all these people and how are we going to keep them fed?
Well, as long as I'm fed, I don't have to worry about it too much. I mean, wow. I got a job, right?
It's like, hey, you know, plastic floats, right? Let's just make islands of garbage and put them out there.
Well, I'm not going to live there, but they can.
Palm trees can grow in trash.
What is the most populous country?
China.
Very good. But India is predicted to be the most populous nation, surpassing China by 2030. Meanwhile, population in developed countries, like ours, is predicted to remain pretty static at 1.2 billion. I mean, think about that. Think about that. Developed nations, all of the nations like ours, all together, equal 1.2 billion. 40 years from now, it's going to be about the same. Everyone else is exploding. If you are poor, why do you keep having children?
I think there's something to be said about the availability of water, medicine, and food that's being given to third world countries to help them. And so their populations, it's just like when you observe populations of rabbits in the wild and how their populations boom and decrease with the availability of resources. We are giving resources to places that otherwise wouldn't have them, and their populations are starting to boom.
Are you saying that we should introduce some predators?
Oh, Jesus.
What are you saying here, man?
I'm not saying we should, but I mean, volcanoes and earthquakes exist, so I don't know.
Well, they are in Africa. There's always the option of lions.
Oh, my goodness.
It worked for the early Romans.
Yeah, there's not many of those left either. Thanks, dentists.
What?
With the increase in dentists, there's a decrease in lions, right? It's proportionate.
What are you? Why would that have anything to do with lions?
You don't remember?
What, Snoop Lion?
No, the dude, the dentist, the guy, he killed a lion.
Okay, welcome to 2006.
Huh?
Welcome to 2006, man.
No, dude, this was a year ago.
Let's do a homeless pile.
Ooh, ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
When I don't know what to say, I just move on.
It was Cecil the Lion. It happened less than a year ago. Do you live under a rock? You've never heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Whatever.
How do you respond to homeless people on the side of the road with their hands out and carrying a sign?
I stare through them. I don't want to offend them by looking away or looking down at my phone. So I literally look through them as if they were air.
Do you read their signs?
No, because then it dignifies them with eye contact.
And you wouldn't want to dignify homeless people.
Never. No, that's almost as bad as giving them money.
Well, some people do give them money. Dane Rusk, I'm sorry. He noticed a homeless man on the side of the road holding a sign, looking very disheveled. And he was busy talking to his friends on the cell phone, but he felt bad for the poor guy. So he held out a couple of dollars. The man walked up and slapped some handcuffs on him.
What?
He didn't read the sign that he was holding. It said, "Hi, my name is Officer Martell. If you're on your cell phone right now, you're about to get a ticket."
Uh-oh.
So it wasn't handcuffs, but it was a ticket. He has them already prepared. And when somebody stops, they're talking on the cell phone, hold out a couple of bucks, he gives them a ticket. They're going to have to pay a little bit more than they planned on.
That's sneaky.
He says, Rusk says, "As I came up to the stop sign, I stopped and looked, and I saw this homeless guy holding a sign, and I just felt sorry for him. So I unbuckled my seatbelt and dropped $3 on the curb." Boy, that's classy. Oof. Moments later, he was actually pulled over. I mean, it wasn't quite like the ticket right there. But when the officer observes him, he radios the guy behind him, who races up, and you get the lights, and pulled over. And he got a seatbelt violation.
Dang, when it rains, it pours.
Yep, he was an undercover officer. The ticket's $175, and when you add in the $3 I gave to him, I'm at $178 because I was trying to help out a homeless guy.
Last time you should ever do that.
Regina police say they're constantly looking for traffic violations near intersection, adding they run random intersection projects throughout the city, so be on the lookout. You might have that homeless guy might be an undercover police officer.
Well, no worries there because I don't give him money, so I'm safe from all that.
Well, be careful talking on the phone next to them too, because they'll give you tickets for that.
Yeah, but I'm not on the phone. I put my phone away when I drive because I'm a safe driver.
No, I've seen you drive, my friend.
No, you haven't.
You drive a Prius. That can't make you safe. That makes you pretentious.
Then why would it have the highest safety ratings, which is the reason I bought it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. Crash test safety ratings, those don't count. You're right. That is a wrong statement.
No, you're wrong. And I remember the day you came home and told me you bought a Prius. All I heard was... I'm like, what's the joke, Brandon? You go, no, really, I bought a Prius.
My Prius could beat your car in a race. That's the sad thing.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
No, it can't.
Yes, it can.
You're wrong.
I can get off the line faster than BMWs. I've done it with I can hear their turbos spooling and my car goes faster in the first 60 miles an hour.
You're wrong.
Okay.
If you're homeless, how do you take a shower?
The river.
Jesus Christ. I hope not. Well, what if you don't have a river nearby?
Wait for it to rain.
Oh, my God. You're out there showering in the rain? It's nature's shower.
If you stand in the middle of the interstate, the rain bounces up, too.
Well, in Los Altos Park in California, Parks and Rec officials say homeless people are vandalizing sprinkler heads to take showers in the parks. They're kicking them off so that it shoots up, and then they use that as their shower. That's yikes. Okay, right?
I don't know. Destruction of property, maybe.
Over the years, I've seen it really get really bad over there with the homeless, and for a couple of years, I've really avoided the place, says park visitor Justin Moore. Parks and Rec officials agree that the problem is only getting worse, especially since tent cities were taken down. So they're all just camping out in the park. That's the problem. When you take down those tent cities, they don't just go back home.
Well, yeah, people, they grow an attachment to where they live. So if you take down their home, they're still going to want to stay around. And like, it's kind of like if your house burns down, you're going to sit around the ashes and cry for a while, you know?
No, I'm going to go to the hotel and I'm going to file a homeowner's insurance claim.
And when all that's said and done, you're not going to come back to your burnt out ashes and crumble through the wreckage and try to find maybe you have a picture left or something like that.
Only if I have like, you know, sad music playing, which that's actually not sad music, but you get my point.
It's not. I was like, raindrops keep falling. No, that's not sad either.
Well, you always have this. Oh, wait, that's not right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you were looking for burnt sex toys.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things I did, I moved out of one apartment. They said, you know, you tell them you're going to move out and you have this move out date. So you move out. And then in your next apartment, they go, oh, your move out date is 2 weeks from now.
And you mean I'm like, move in date.
Yeah, move in date. So I was like homeless for 2 weeks. So what I did was I had a, do you remember that old Suzuki SUV?
The white one?
No, the purple one that Brittany took. Yeah. Okay, and so I used to drop down the seats and roll out my sleeping bag, and that was my house for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it works.
And so what I did was I went to a hotel that I knew had a shower by the pool, and I just walked in like I owned the place and took a shower. And the key for that is not to look homeless. You know, be well-dressed, don't stink.
Yeah, have a suit, a tie, some Ray-Bans. You know, all the things that homeless people have.
Well, they should go get them. But, you know, damaging those sprinkler heads, 900 gallons, because it keeps pouring out. And if you have multiple broken sprinkler heads, you can do the math. You're talking about thousands of gallons of water in just one occurrence. And this is in California, where there's some kind of water-related problem out there.
I don't know. It seems great right now. Water's falling from the sky.
It is.
The world is making its own water right now. It's a miracle. It seems fine in California.
Have you ever killed your wife?
Not yet.
Not yet. You thinking about it?
Well, yeah. She's actually going through a crisis right now that I can't help her with, and she keeps bothering me about it.
So you're just going to murder her?
Yeah. It seems like the easiest solution, really.
Man. And I'm telling you what, that fourth time you go on trial for your wife's murder.
Wait, for the same wife? I mean, didn't they get it right the first time?
Same wife? No. Michelle Harris went missing on the morning of September 12th, 2001, and hasn't been seen since. Her empty minivan with the keys still in the ignition was found at the end of her divorced husband's driveway. So, I mean, think OJ. You know, you got the evidence of the wife, the car's there, the keys are in it, it's at your house, and you're like, I don't know what happened. She disappeared without a trace. Calvin Harris, he goes by Cal after the singer came out. He's like, quit calling me that.
I've never heard of the singer Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris? He's, okay, he's super popular these days. Anyway, he runs car dealerships. And he's been quoted as saying...
And he's a singer? He's burning the candle at both ends.
Well, he's been trying to avoid sharing half of his wealth in the divorce. In fact, he's been heard saying, I will kill you. I will effing kill you. I will make you completely disappear.
Yikes.
Shortly before, she completely disappeared.
So what do you think happened to her?
Apparently,
Calvin's heard anything? I mean, maybe he knows.
Well, he's gone through three trials for more than 15 years. He says, oh, I said that, but I did not make her disappear, despite me telling her I would make her disappear directly before she disappeared.
Can someone get that car out of my garage? I don't know why it's there.
And I know that her keys are there. And yeah, it wasn't me.
Does anyone know a really good maid service, or at least tell me something that gets blood out of carpet?
Well, it turns out in his fourth trial, after 15 years, he was actually acquitted by a judge. See, in the first three trials, he chose to have jury trials. The problem is he was it was like a hung jury. Oh, okay, two convictions didn't stick, so they convicted him, but they were overturned on appeal, and then a mistrial. So this time, he decided to leave his fate in the hands of a single judge, who let him go. Oh, did I mention that they found a few miles from his home, they found a burn pit, including a bra strap and fabric matching her uniform. So I'm sure it wasn't him. You know, items in a big burn pit right by his house.
That's disgusting.
That wasn't him.
Get off.
He didn't do it, right? I mean, OJ was innocent. This guy clearly was too.
That last bit of information, that did it for me. That made me sick to my stomach. Like, how do you get acquitted at that point?
He was convicted twice, but overturned by mistrial, or overturned and then a mistrial. So he says, thank you for believing in me. And now starts the search for the real killer.
Yeah, or the next victim.
We'll be right back with a travel pile here on the English Express Radio Podcast.
Animals are your friends, but they still won't pick you up at the airport. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience mean she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist.
Hi, this is Cliff.
And I'm Brandon.
From the English Express Radio Podcast. Is learning English difficult?
Yeah, I've been struggling with that for 29 years now. And that's with practicing every single day.
Well, if you're looking to seriously practice your language skills, visit englishsteps.co.uk because they've got something different. You can actually travel to England. You can live with a qualified English teacher.
He'll make you tea and crumpets.
Well, you speak only English all day long and completely immerse yourself in the language. You can even take part in volunteer work for charity organizations all across Leeds, thus increasing your use of English in real-life situations. They specialize in adult-only courses because learning doesn't stop when you're a teenager. Learning never stops, so don't let anything stop you from visiting www.englishsteps.co.uk and learn more about how to build your language skills.
What are you going to learn today? Hey, Cliff.
Yeah.
Do you have a hole in your shoe?
Let me check. No?
Then how'd you get your foot into it?
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Thank you for joining us here on the English Express Radio Podcast. The show must go on. No matter what happens, you still have a show to do. That's what dedication is. I'm doing this show from my hospital room.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm continuing our conversation from off the air. I'm saying if no matter what happens to you, you still make it to your job. You tell that ambulance, take me to the photo shoot.
You're so insensitive, dude. I'm worried about her.
I'm sure she's fine.
I'll see.
Come on. It can't be that serious. You would hear something.
Well, it literally can be that serious, seeing as how driving is like the most dangerous thing we do as a human species.
I didn't see anything on the news.
Uh-huh.
So it's not happening.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because the news reports every single thing that happens in the world all the time.
Well, okay. Drive carefully. Drive the speed limit. I'd rather be 2 or 3 minutes late than in a crash.
Well, right. But it doesn't always have to be you who's doing something wrong. That's the dangerous part about the road is like, take our sister, for example. A few years ago, she's driving down the road, having a chat with her family. It was actually her husband who was driving. And they're following the speed limit. And all of a sudden, a car jumps from the other side of the road over a median and flies through a bunch of bushes. The dude was doing, you know, in excess of speed limit. And her husband swerved to the right, and they got the back of their car smashed in, and they didn't have a head-on collision, and they survived.
Thank God.
Had they had a head-on collision, that could have been the end of their lives. All their whole family was in the car, and it's from some idiot making a mistake on the other side of the road.
Yeah, you know? And I, look, in all honesty, I totally get that it's not always your fault, and sometimes tragedies happen. That sucks. But what are you going to do, not drive?
Well, that we all take a risk every time. We could literally go outside our front door, step on a snail, slip on it like it were a banana peel in a cartoon, and crack our head and die.
So you gotta continue living. So you gotta continue living.
You can't be afraid, for sure.
On that note, let's do a traffic and car pile.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't worry, I have a plan. I saw this in a movie about a bus that had to speed around the city, keeping its speed over 50. And if its speed dropped, it would explode. I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
Believe it or not, this was the pre-planned pile. I swear to God, dude. What causes traffic jams?
Bad drivers.
Well, it appears that one of the top causes of traffic jams today is drivers talking on cell phones.
No, I disagree. It's people who have no idea how to drive.
Well, and that's what, because they're on cell phones is one reason. Well, a study has shown.
No, I have seen hundreds and thousands of drivers who are terrible, horrible, awful drivers, and both of their hands are on the wheel and they are looking at the road and they are terrible.
Well, but a recent study shows that when people are getting chatty on cell phones, whether they're holding it in their hands or hand-free devices, if they're using their phone, they drive on average 2.5 miles an hour slower than people who aren't talking while driving. So when folks are talking on the phone, traffic noticeably slows down when you've got enough people doing it. Enough to add 20 hours a year to the average 1 hour commute, as opposed to the same study that was done before phones. So people are driving slower than ever before because they're busy chatting it up. Now, I totally get that there are terrible drivers out there as well, but you can't deny that people get distracted, they're talking on the phones, and they drive a little bit slower than everyone else.
Yeah, but if you see a traffic jam, if you pay attention to a traffic jam, watch what happens on the road. People that are like really far ahead of you will start going. And so the logical thing to do would be for everybody to take their foot off their brakes and start to slowly roll forward so that they could match the pace with the car that's, you know, 6, 7, 10 car lengths in front of you. Nope, we're all just going to sit until the car in front of us moves and then we'll start rolling. We're not going to predict the speed of the road ahead. We're going to wait until the car in front of us moves. Or the same thing with braking. Instead of gently slowing down and, you know, adjusting to the speed ahead of you, everyone wants to race up at 50, 60 miles an hour and then slam on their brakes down to 20 at the last second, creating further accidents and more traffic jams. If everyone just went at a constant, steady speed, there wouldn't be as many traffic jams. But people are idiots and don't do that, whether or not they're on their phone.
Did you say speed?
Don't worry, I have a plan. I saw this in a movie about a bus that had to speed around the city, keeping its speed over 50. And if its speed dropped, it would explode. I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
Getting a lot of mileage out of that soundbite today.
Yes, I am. All right. How do you drive? Like
carefully.
You drive carefully. You don't have a certain like kind of attitude when you're on the road.
So I try to move efficiently. I don't like, okay, if I'm in a lane and there's like five cars and the lane to the left of me has one, I'm going to the lane to the left. I always try to move up as far as I can. I don't know. I go about 7 or 8 miles an hour over the speed limit on the freeway. I probably do about 5 miles an hour over the speed limit on busy city streets. And I usually go about the speed limit.
You don't get a ticket. I thought it's like 5 and then they get you.
Well, if I'm doing 72 in a 65 in the second to the right lane, there's two lanes to the left of me. And there are people flying by me at like 82, 85 miles an hour. And they're going past speed traps and the officer in the speed trap isn't pulling them over. So apparently you can go 20 over on the freeways at my in my area and no one bats an eyelash.
Huh. Well, that's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah. At 72, people are flying past me. And so I'm in no danger of getting a ticket.
And what's your sign?
Stop.
No, look, for example, I'm a Virgo.
Yeah. my sign is stop. I'm a Leo.
You're Leo. Well, according to a recent survey of adults, it reveals that your astrological sign determines how you behave. So let's read yours.
BS.
Because Leo is a lion, of course.
Roar.
And they say the lion tends to roar at the slightest inconvenience or error caused by other motorists. That doesn't sound like you at all, as you just got done complaining about this exact thing about terrible drivers.
I never rant about other drivers. What are you talking about?
Road rage, anyone? Virgo.
Actually, I'm quite calm on the road, though. I don't freak out on the road.
Virgo, which is what I am. Those born under the signs of Virgo are totally grossed out by nose pickers.
Lies.
A couple that I thought were interesting. Sagittarius, they're known as archers. They've got a need for speed, racing around totally oblivious of speed limits. Capricorns constantly complain about the high cost of maintaining their vehicles. Well, don't buy a BMW, morons.
Or don't buy a car, they're expensive.
And Taurus is a laid-back driver, usually considerate and pleasant to others.
Do you think they drive a Ford 500?
I think they drive a Ford Taurus, since they're Tauruses.
There was a lot of levels of jokes mixed in there. You guys need to rewind that and check that again.
All right. And what do you listen to the music when you're in the car?
Yeah, usually podcasts, to be honest. I've heard this somewhere before.
Yeah. This is what I'm listening to in the car.
Just on repeat.
Oh yeah, just the music over and over and over again. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down,
never gonna run around and desert you. It makes me wonder, what is love?
Oh, I don't have that clip, jerk. Why would you bring that up when I'm not ready for it?
Just trying to keep you on your toes, Cliff.
Well, more than 90% of Americans belt out tunes to keep themselves company in the car. Rock songs are most popular among the sing-on-the-road crowd. Do you sing along?
Yeah.
I totally do that. Followed by pop music and soft rock hits from the 1980s.
I like rap music to sing along to.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
When a girl walks on with an itty-bitty waist
and a round thing in your face,
you get sprung. No? This isn't what you're...
Not exactly what I meant, no.
You said you like rap music. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
If this came on, I would recite every single word in the song with, you know, terrible pitch and off-key a little bit, but... I could do every word in that song, but I don't know. Something about memorizing a whole string of words and being able to recite them, I like doing that.
Older Americans seem to prefer country music. when they're singing, according to a survey of more
I
than
take
a...
it back. Hold on. only if it's new country. The
no,
old
I stuff, like 90s country, man.
The old, yeah, 90s country is now old. It was 26 years ago, right?
Has it been that long?
Hasn't it? Or six?
Okay, well, new country now. Sucks. I hate new country.
I'm talking about like 2016, 2014 country. Don't know. Just get that out of here. But
it's terrible.
1990 country, absolutely. Please do.
Survey revealed that women sing more than men, with redheads comprising 53% of all car singers. So everybody singing in the car, 53% of them, redheads.
That's surprising because I don't see many redheads like in the world.
No, but apparently they're out there singing their heads off.
That's why I don't see them. I'm not in their car.
You know, I which brings me to the question. Since this is a survey of only 1,000 people, did they ask folks in predominantly Irish neighborhoods?
Right. Is this done only in Ireland?
SUVs could stand for singing utility vehicles because those drivers tend to sing the most. So redheaded women driving SUVs are the big singers.
I'll keep my eye out.
All right. And last, well, I got one or two stories left. How often do you fly?
I try daily, but it never seems to get much air.
Do you ever have to pay extra for those bags you bring? It seems like everybody's charging for bags these days.
I bring one carry-on and a laptop bag, and I get it no charge.
Well, Matt Boughton figured out how to avoid EasyJet's $65 charge to check in an extra bag for his flight to Reykjavik.
Iceland?
Yes, he was headed to Iceland, okay, and they said, oh, you're bringing an extra bag? You're going to have to pay 65 extra bucks. And he goes, no, I'm not. They say, well, yes, you are. If you want to bring that stuff on the plane, it's going to cost you 65 extra bucks. So what he did, he put his bag down, opened it up, and put on all of his clothes out of that bag.
That is awesome.
All of them.
That's fabulous.
He put on extra t-shirts, pants, shoes poking out of his pockets. Gotta say, the 32-year-old raised a few eyebrows, and he definitely was asked a few extra questions as security.
I'm sure people loved him waiting behind him at security checkpoints.
But he did manage to get through.
Excuse me, sir. Can you remove your belt? And your other belt? And your other belt?
Well, he wrote on Facebook, took a selfie, and said, we're going to Iceland, baby!
Yeah.
Covered in clothes.
It's mighty cold. I'm prepared.
And last thing, I just wanted to talk about some gross things flight attendants have seen passengers do. Breast pumping on the plane.
That should be allowed everywhere. People need to get over that. It's not a big deal.
Blankets with boogers on them.
That's disgusting. People need to throw those away. That is a big deal.
A first class passenger who picked something off of his bare feet and ate it. Like
Ew.
A gummy bear.
Oh, God.
A passenger who decided to, he was waiting for the toilet and just decided to go.
But you know, when nature calls.
Pedicures, people doing the little, foot scratchy thing right there on the plane.
Yeah, they don't really bathe these areas. I think you discussed earlier. You really need to save that for somewhere else.
And, used diapers, adult diapers.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for joining us on this week's English Express Radio podcast. Send us an email, and we'll see you guys next week.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance.